Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, author and nutritional counselor, Dr. Rhonda Donahue.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guests Oliver Mack and in duet Ellie Sufi. I am Mark Lejeur, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited about this show because I have my friend here, and I get to share with you what I have learned from her, and most recently in reading her book, The Pollution Inside You. And it's so interesting because this has been coming up so much lately. I have heard from people my age and people older than I say things like, well, when we grew up, we ate that and we ate that and we ate that and here we are. And I tend to answer something like this, and I can't wait to hear what Rhonda has to say about this, that is that I say, well, back then, some of those foods, even the name brands, didn't maybe have as many of the chemicals and the toxic products that they have in them. And we also weren't exposed to so much of the toxicity in the world. So when people say, oh, Filippo, you exaggerate, oh, this isn't going to kill you, or you could have this or whatever, or when I suggest to people they might want to give their kids something else other than what they're currently giving them, et cetera, I have heard this lashback before. And so I am so glad we have Dr. Rhonda Donahue here to back me up on this, but more importantly than backing me up, actually to help share with us this point that really needs to be driven home about, in this case, what we're calling our show, What Is Your Body Dying to Say? And those words come directly from her book, The Pollution Inside You. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited about the fact that we have two brilliant, bright stars as musical guests as well. Young, bright stars, I should say, that are going to be presenting two songs that have not yet been presented to the world. As a matter of fact, they are barely presented to the world in this aspect of their lives as well. And I'll share what that means when we come back with all this exciting stuff right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and Mark, you know, it's so funny, as I'm sitting here talking into this styrofoam microphone cover with all the plastic and everything around it, and the carpeting and the walls and all that, which we are so grateful to have. Actually, it's a beautiful studio, but I'm thinking, I wonder how much toxicity is in here. The carpet, I mean, the sofa, the pillows, you know, what's going
no,
on?
No.
Our clothes.
Brent told me specifically this is an all-organic studio.
All-organic studio, toxin-free. Ollie, toxin-free. Back to our childhood. Did you eat any toxins when you were a child?
You know, only two.
Only two.
but we're joking. Yeah, this has become, for me, a bigger and bigger problem the more I awaken to it and see it in all of the things that were marketed playfully in, you know, with cartoons or with my favorite characters or whatever the
or
case may
toys,
be. Or with toys and gimmicks and everything else. And being driven by profit and with zero consideration for what, you know, is in it, what the byproducts are, how it would react with other chemicals, all of these things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably already stepping over my bounds into Dr. Aranda's territory. But this is such an important topic. And I know we've touched on it on our show before, and I'm so excited to learn more today.
I am too, and I think she's the perfect guest for this. I have known her for I at least 10 years, and I said to her recently, she looks younger than when I met her. And so that's got to say something right there. So I am happy to have author and doctor in nutritional medicine, Rhonda Donahue, on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
And finally, between your schedule and your traveling and all of that, we are finally here together. Thank you for coming up. So, you, of course, didn't eat any toxins when you were a child either.
No, that's not true.
One or two?
I had the worst diet. I grew up with all the prepackaged foods, the junk foods. I was actually addicted to sugar. And most people my age, anyone before that was born and raised before the 50s probably did have a cleaner diet. But the 50s came around and all the prepackaged foods came out, all the artificial colorings and the flavorings and all that because of mass production and bringing down the price and convenience for people.
The chemical revolution.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And so I was raised on bologna sandwiches, macaroni and cheese.
Used to love bologna. Macaroni and cheese.
Soda pops. You know, I used to drink soda all day long. And in fact, my mother told me one night she came downstairs and I was in the kitchen eating the white table sugar out of the bowl, spoonful at a time, in the middle of the night. Okay.
Wow.
So I was addicted to sugar. And what that did to me is it impaired my immune system. And I was very sick as a child and a teenager. And I grew up, after I became an adult, I, you know, still ate the junk food, the drive-thrus, the sodas. And so when I was 29, I was very sick. And I had many symptoms. I had headaches. I had skin rashes. I had aches and pains, and I just was very tired, and my body was really toxic, but I didn't know that was what was going on. So I went to the doctor and got a complete physical, and they checked everything, and one of their tests was a chest x-ray. And when they did the chest x-ray, they found lymph nodes in my chest cavity the size of golf balls. And the lymph nodes are designed to filter toxins from the body, trap things that should not be in the body. And so I had gone to a regular medical doctor and they told me that they were 99% sure that I had cancer and that I'd have to go through chemotherapy. And to be 100% sure, they needed to do a biopsy. So they went and did a biopsy, took out some lymph nodes. Turns out I didn't have cancer, thank goodness, but they labeled it sarcoid. And sarcoid is a condition which causes inflammation in the body and toxins to get built up. And so at that point in my life, I was very stressed. I had a very stressful job. I was eating terribly, and I knew that I had to make changes. I had to take my own health into my own hands. And so I started researching and learning as much as I could and realized that my body was toxic.
Yeah,
so,
but wait, because, yeah, what were they telling you to do? What were they going to do, cut them out or something, the lymph nodes? What were the doctors suggesting at the time?
Well, they wanted to monitor me, and because the only way they can control sarcoid is with steroids.
Wow. Only way they can.
Yes.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that. I knew enough about steroids that I didn't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
And so I chose a different path. I decided to take, you know, my own health into my hands and learn as much as I could. And right about that time, I was introduced to, it's funny how things happen, right? You're introduced to the right people that can help you with detoxification, and not only body detoxification, but also mental and emotional detoxification.
Nice.
It all usually comes together. So I was scheduled to go down to Scripps. I found a doctor down there that I felt comfortable with that would monitor me. And every 6 months, my checkup got better. After a year and a half, my checkup was normal. So he said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So what I was doing was I was detoxifying. I was changing my diet. I was looking at the people in my life, the type of work I was doing, how stressful it was. And I learned that the body is an amazing instrument. And it's got energy, and the food gives you energy, and your emotions give you energy, and so what I learned was that I needed to help other people, and because a lot of people are misdiagnosed, they have the symptoms, they have headaches, they have tiredness, they have, you know, skin rashes, constipation, you know, all these different things. They go to a doctor and they're prescribed medications, when really, if they do a detox, they can really turn their health around. So I wanted to make a difference, and I actually switched careers. and I was in the banking industry, and I switched careers and started going to school. And for the last 23, 24 years, I have learned about nutrition and, you know, of course, got my degrees and have been able to help a lot of people with their health in the areas of detoxification and nourishment, and then protecting the body from getting toxic again.
Ah, so like wearing a big shield and big, I mean,
there are things that we can avoid.
You stumped me with that one.
There are things that we can avoid, and then there's things that we can't avoid, right? Okay. So there are things that we can do. We can change our diet. We can put air filters, water filters in our homes. We can change the cleaning things that we use to clean our houses. We can use plants to filter out chemicals in the air. But there are some things that we can't avoid, like radiation, right? Mm-hmm. With all the new wireless technology, that affects us. There are some things that you can do, like, you know, with your cell phone. They have things that you can put on your cell phone now that draw the EMFs away from your ear.
Certain types of rocks or crystals, they say, will help draw that energy back in.
Right. There are, of course, antioxidants are really important for all types of free radical damage, which can be caused from radiation. You can change your food, and what's interesting, this is really great, because I've sent many letters to companies asking them, why don't they make a product without the dyes and the artificial flavorings, especially the food colorings, the dyes, they're really bad for you. And about a week ago on the news, I was so happy, Nestle actually announced that they are taking their food coloring, all their coloring out of their products.
Wow.
I know.
Well, thank you so much.
I know. I don't know if my letter did it, but I don't know.
Well, but you and people like you and shows like this, and this conversation has been going on for a while. And I believe that every, like you said, energetics, right? I believe energetically, this is a shift that we're all helping create. And you created a book around this stuff. And I have to say that it's interesting that when I started down this process, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 something years ago, I thought, I wish there was a book that could tell me like the right things to do. Because at the time it's like, oh, really? I have to think about this too. And I never thought about what I'm putting under my arms and why that might be important. And then I never thought about what I'm putting on my hair or, you know, not just my food and all that. So already in just 30 seconds, you mentioned a bunch of stuff from radiation to air pollution and all that stuff. So I'd like to talk about this when we come back, the pollution inside of you. As a matter of fact, those who can and want to go to thepollutioninsideyou.com, thepollutioninsideyou.com, just as it sounds, and check out this book. And we'll be talking more with Dr. Rhonda when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and this conversation is, I'm so glad we're having it. Let me just say that. And after we are done with this conversation, actually, we won't be done with this conversation. This conversation goes on, and it needs to be continued because of great things like what Dr. Rhonda said are happening out in the world because of people like her and these kinds of conversations. But when we are done, at least for the show, then we're going to have Oliver Mack and Ali Sufi share some beautiful songs and words of their own with us about the world as they see it. And I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, Rhonda, thank you for writing the book I wanted to write. I know why I wanted to write it. Why did you write it?
Well, I wrote the book because I was, in my practice, I was sitting down with one person at a time and saying a lot of the same things. And I realized that I really needed to write a book that will help people become aware of the toxins that they're exposed to in the environment, in their own homes, in their workplaces, and then what they can do about it. And there's simple things that they can do in the book. And also to help people understand how important toxicity is and how important detoxification is. And many people are really confused about detoxification. They hear about it. They know that, you know, it's important to detoxify. So many people, instead of getting the guidance of someone that knows how to guide them in the proper detox for them, many people go to the store and they buy something off the shelf and they go home and they do it exactly like the box, right? Well, what may be happening, and it has happened, many people have come to me and said, "Oh, I did this box and I got constipated and I got headaches and I had bad reactions." It was because that particular detox was wrong for them. It was too intense. It was the wrong kind of detox. There are many different kinds of detoxes out there now. There's detoxes for the liver. There's detoxes for the colon, some for the lymphatic system, some for the bloodstream, some for all of it, you know. And so there's the kind of detox that you need to look at, and then the duration and the intensity. So everybody's different. We all have different toxicity levels. So finding out what your toxicity level is key.
I wanted to ask, this is probably as good a time as to ask as any. I've always wondered this in understanding a little bit about the body. Isn't it potentially, maybe not harmful, but isn't it potentially disruptive for somebody to step right in and do one organ detox when they've, you know, they've eaten a certain types of food or had a certain type of schedule, and their body is kind of used to a certain thing, and then they go and it's like taking just one piece of the puzzle, and it seems like that would throw other things off rather than going at it from a more holistic approach.
Yes, you're right. Ideally, before someone goes on a diet, detox, if they've never gone on a detox, then ideally what you want to look at is your diet, what you've been eating that could be toxic to you. You can go into the blood typing and see, you know, what foods are best for your blood type, as an example. But there may be foods that are toxifying to you. So what I usually do when I work with people is I look at their diet first, and we work on that for a while, and then we do a detox, especially for the first time. If someone's brand new to toxicity and wanting to detox, then we always start there. Because if you go out and do a detox and then you go back to the same lifestyle habits, you're just going to retoxify yourself. So it's important to really look at that. And water intake, if I could give one piece of advice here, if anyone is going to go on a detoxification, make sure your water intake is up before you start. Because if you think about it, water is so important, not only to our life, but it's like giving your inside a shower. And when you're detoxifying, you want toxins to come out. So you want to rinse them out. And so make sure that you drink enough water before, during, and after.
Water, preferably, yes. Without the toxins.
and you know, going through the book, I was looking at, you've got what fruits and vegetables have the highest pesticides and which have the lowest pesticides. You have which pots and pans to use, what kind of chemicals to look for in cosmetics. There's just so much. So where does one start?
Well, for most people, change is hard, right? So
life changes.
Yes. But any little change that you make will make a big difference. And that's another reason why I wrote the book, so people can take their own time and look and see where they want to make the changes. You know, maybe they start with their diet, and maybe they start by getting an air filter for their home and a water filter. I would say that would be a really good place to start, especially the water that you're drinking. And then look at your diet and then find out what kind of toxicities are in your body, what organs are being affected, and then what is the best detoxification program for you. There's things that can also, there's different intensities too. So there's very mild intensity. There's more intense intensity. And so you always want to look at what's the best intensity. You can add different things, not just herbal supplements to detox, but you can add juicing, you can add sauna, far infrared saunas to sweat out toxins. These are the ways that get rid of toxins through urine, feces, sweat, your skin, and saliva. So those are the ways that you want to get rid of toxins. So,
and also getting rid of certain friends.
Yes, that's emotional detox. It's very important. And, you know, most
people...
I'm not joking about it. It's funny. It's very serious.
Yeah.
You know, most people that have cancer or chronic diseases, there's usually an emotional or a trauma, something that has not been forgiven or letting go. And that's really important to look at that emotional detoxification. Look at your friends. Are they negative? Would you feel, you know, stressed when you're around them? Or do you feel happy? Do you feel good about yourself? Do they feel good about themselves? And really look and you know, it's like we clean out our closets once a year. Clean out your life, you know, and
your friends. Are we supposed to clean our closets once a year?
Okay. Most of us do.
Yes, I actually went through my closet many years ago
and
got rid of all the polyester and the so that's one way that I, you know, in that area, that's a whole other area where you can look at what are the clothes you're putting on, what are the detergents you're using to wash your clothes, dry cleaning. You know, now they're starting to pop up here and there, organic dry cleaning. So look for those kind of things.
Well, and what's amazing to me is when you start adopting that type of awareness and start looking, then you start realizing just how much you've been sold.
Oh, yes.
Stuff you just don't need. You don't need on a repetitive basis. You don't need so much of, or whatever the case may be. I think it goes, it helps you to go a lot deeper into assessing, you know, kind of what the commercial, you know, success has been in kind of changing your life. So to take that power back.
Well, I like that we're throwing out so many different things. We're joking about some of them, but it's all real and it's all serious. But we're throwing out so many different things. So if people want to know more, they can get the book. They can do research. There's so many things, and this is a great place to start with a conversation that a lot of people might not have heard before, and also from somebody who. I don't know. Can I say this? Can I say what you ride sometimes?
Sure.
She rides a Harley Davidson. I mean, you know, and other cool cars and stuff like that. But you're not.
That's
the,
motion.
I ride on the back.
On the back. That's right. You do, actually. You do. Okay. So the thing is, it's like you're not this. Oh, you know, I don't know how to describe. It's like I don't want to offend anybody, but it's not like you're not living in this world. Actually, on the contrary, you travel a lot and you do all kinds of fun stuff and you ride on the back of Harley. So I mean, with one person, actually, just with one person, right?
Yes, my husband.
A shout out to Ray, by the way.
Thank you.
So it's not like you don't know what this world's about.
Well, I think it's important to have fun in life. And we're all going to die right someday. But we want to have
We hope we die right. we're all going to die. Now, if we die right or not.
Right. It's the quality of life, right? We want to live a longer, healthier life. And we want to enjoy that life. And when you're making these changes, changing your eating habits and your lifestyle habits, you know, have fun with it. You know that it's a good thing and be positive about it.
So it also, that's a really good point, because if you get fanatical about it or try and do it all too fast, it could be frustrating. It can actually go the other way, where you could either get fed up or like, for example, it's like doing a detox too quickly. You could actually put all those toxins, your bloodstream can, your organs can let go of all those toxins at once and make you even sicker, right?
Yes, there are some side effects of detoxing too quickly. And that's why it's really important to do a little pre-detox work and then after the detox work. Because as you're pulling toxins out of your system and your tissues and your liver, you want to make sure that you get all of the residual from the main detox. Many people don't do that. And it's very important to do that. You want to ease into a detox and then do the intense part in the middle and then ease off slowly. And then do maintenance and change those habits so you don't have to do such an intense detox all the time.
And people sometimes don't understand that. But, you know, you don't see exactly how dirty the carpet is until you shake it. You know, and that's the same thing with our bodies. You don't know what is kind of hung up in your system until you start to break that free.
Yeah.
And then you got to be able to free that from your system, not too fast or appropriately.
Well, Rhonda, I know that you are in private practice as well as being an author and a speaker, and you travel around speaking. So people can get a hold of you through the website. Is the pollution inside you? .com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they can come see you. You're mainly in the Palm Springs area and Orange County in LA?
Yes. I have a practice in Costa Mesa, California and in La Quinta, California.
Nice.
In the desert.
Nice. I haven't seen the office yet in La Quinta, come to think of it. So we got to do that. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you do in your practice, and you've already mentioned it, but I'd like to bring this up because I love how you mentioned three things that are really key here. And then I want to talk about five things that age us, because obviously you have found things that don't age us or help reverse. And so I think we've been talking about the reversal. Now let's talk a little bit about the five things that age us when we come back. I should mention also that—
Is there only five things?
Five key things.
Yeah.
I should mention also that if you get the book for a limited time only through listeners of the show, if you go to the PollutionInsideYou.com, Dr. Rhonda is giving away her second book for those who buy the first book. So if you buy The Pollution Inside You, you will get New Zealand's Natural Health Remedy, Harnessing the Power of Green Lipid Mussels. That's the mussels like in the ocean, not the mussel. Anyway, all right. So we'll be right back after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we've been talking to Dr. Rhonda Donahue, doctor in nutritional medicine, and we're going to be talking some more with her, finding out five areas that age us, and then also about what she specializes in. And then we have another special treat with two wonderful young people, Oliver Mack and Ellie Sufi, who are here to sing for us, much more than entertain, help us connect with our souls in a way that we'll describe in a moment. So, Rhonda, in your practice, you talk about three key things. I love how you've broken this out.
Yes. Detoxification, right. Nourishment, and then protecting the body. And we do that because really, you know, there's five main things that age us. One is stress. One, and that can be emotional, mental, physical stress. Inflammation, toxicity, poor immunity, and poor circulation. And inflammation, we already talked a little bit about toxicity earlier, mm-hmm. but I want to talk about inflammation because inflammation is at the root cause of every disease. And reducing the inflammation is key to overall health.
Well,
and how we do that. One of the main things that a person can do to help with inflammation is consume omega-3s, or most people know omega-3s as fish oil. Okay. Mm-hmm. And fish oil, it's been on the market for decades, and doctors have recommended people to get their omega-3s through fish oil.
Sure.
However, a lot of the fish oils have heavy metals. They're mass produced now, competitive prices, so the quality comes down. So many of the fish oils are really junk, and they can actually do more harm than good.
Mm.
There are still some, you know, so good ones, but omega-3s are so important. They make up every cell membrane in our body, and they also help with allergies, asthma, pain, all types of inflammation, and it's really important to get your omega-3s. Why? Because omega-3s are essential, meaning they're essential nutrient that we have to have them and our body does not make them. So we have to get them from supplementation or fish. Well, we all know that a lot of fish is high in mercury now too, and farm-raised. And so the sources, we don't have as many choices for good quality fish. So along came this about 7 years ago, this green lip mussel from New Zealand. And I was so fascinated by it because of the purity and the safety of it. No heavy metals, no mercury. It's the only source in the world that has all 18 omega-3s known to man, and including one that's not found in any other source, and it's called ETA. And that ETA inhibits both of our COX and LOX inflammatory pathways at the same time, meaning it brings down inflammation and pain like nothing else, and very safely.
Wow.
And so I was really intrigued with it, and I started doing some research, and that's how when I developed or wrote the book, New Zealand's Natural Health Remedy, about the green lip mussels. But it's also about... I'm really big on education in my practice. I want to educate people so that they can make the best choices for their overall health. So the New Zealand's Natural Health Remedy talks about omega-3s, also about omega-6s and omega-9s, and the differences between them and how beneficial they are. And then it talks about the green lip mussel as well. And in my opinion, and many doctors are starting to recommend a green lip mussel source for omega-3 supplements.
You know, as I'm listening to your talk, it reminds me how it's kind of stunning, but when we have, say, race cars or certain machinery or certain chemical derived mechanisms, the specificity of what is put into those is so precise, mm-hmm. and you cannot go beyond that. But yet, humans will take whatever the heck you give us, whatever's in the box, and whatever colors, and who knows where is it coming from, or how it's going to react, or how it reacts to each other. It's amazing to me how, you know, you put fuel, petrol in a diesel, or diesel in a petrol, and you know it won't run.
Exactly.
And it's kind of the same thing here, is where we put all this bad fuel into this machine and then wondering why we're not functioning, you know, at peak performance. It's kind of an interesting way us humans are.
And a lot of people wait until it's too late when they have chronic disease before they wake up and say, oh, maybe I have been doing something wrong. Maybe I do need to change my diet. Maybe I do need to work on inflammation, the root cause, you know, and that's what I specialize in, and is finding the root cause. And I help a lot of people avoid medications, because, you know, many things can be avoided. If you have high cholesterol, diet can take care of that. You don't have to go on medications. So I help people with avoiding medications and also lowering medications along. And I work with their doctors to make sure that, you know, everything's good there. But and helping preventing chronic disease is my goal with people. And education is key. And when people know their choices and know the benefits, then they can make the right choice.
You talk about education, and it's, you know, I think good news is that the internet's been such a powerful tool. And I know that a lot of countries outside the U.S., there's a little bit more transparency and a little bit better awareness around this. But there's so many things that aren't discussed in our, as I was a child growing up, when you're given the five food groups or the, you know, the basics that, you know, I didn't know anything about probiotics or enzymes or this whole other world of what you needed to balance and process the foods that you were taking in. It was just eat bread and milk and, you know, so education and awareness. I mean, it's so important. And this book and what you brought forward is so important.
And I had never heard, see, now you're so sweet. When I said green lipid mussels, you smiled, but you didn't correct me. And then I just heard you say green lipped mussel. Oh, of course, a green lipped mussel. That makes more sense than what I said, but I'd never heard of it either. Either way you say it, I'd never heard of it. And so I'm going to look into it as well. So thank you for that. So there are, what, three more things? Toxicity, inflammation,
poor immunity and poor circulation. Mm. And of course, stress. We all know how stress can affect. But poor immunity is key as well to your overall health, because we're always fighting viruses and germs and so forth. And so keeping your immune system strong is key. And getting the nutrients from foods, whole foods particularly. I'm really big on whole foods, organic, bio-organic, if at all possible. And
by whole foods, you mean the way that the food is grown, that way.
Not cooked.
Yeah.
Whole food, raw food.
Raw. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really big on whole foods. I work with the diets with whole foods. Any supplements that I carry, it needs to be a whole food. I look at the way it's processed, where it's from, how it's processed, what's in it, what's not in it, and does it do anything in the body? Because there are so many supplements out there that are just junk, and you're better off not even taking them. And I have people bring in sacks full of supplements and things that they take, and we just go through them, and I just educate them, and it's really eye-opening to them. I teach them how to look on the labels and what to look for, because there's so many additives and chemicals in foods and supplements that we're consuming.
You could save them money just on that.
Oh, yes.
not even just health. You'd save them money. And then a couple more things, and then I think we'll just have to tell people that they want to get more information and to go to your website and come hear you speak or come see you directly. So there were a couple more things.
The poor circulation.
Yeah. Is that exercise?
Exercise helps with circulation, body work, getting body work done, massage, even energy work.
See now.
So go get your massage.
Dr. Rhonda told me I have to do this.
Yes. And of course, stress. We all know how, stressful situations, people, getting the proper rest, sleep at night is really key. That's when our bodies rejuvenate. And when we sleep is when our bodies detox as well. Mm-hmm. So we want to get proper amounts of sleep, and because that can really affect your immune system and everything else.
And that is if we're sleeping on pillows and sheets that are not toxic.
Yes.
And headboards.
And there are options out there. There's like bamboo sheets and all kinds of things. Yeah. Cotton, 100% cotton.
And that's exciting. And actually, you know, when some of us were kids, or probably maybe far earlier than that, this stuff used to be, there were only natural products for bedding and all that stuff, right?
Right.
And then because, like you said, mass production and all of that. So it's kind of like going back to the basics.
Yeah.
And I said it earlier joking, but it's, you know, the Industrial Revolution, there really was a chemical revolution. And we don't discuss that as a byproduct of innovation. You know, so many positive aspects of that innovation, but there's so much of this that we've been forced to build into our lives without knowing what the effects would be, or at least we didn't know until now.
Well, you know, actually, this is interesting, but coincidence. One of our guests, Ellie Sophie, who is only 16, is wearing a shirt that she chose as one of her favorite, actually. I happen to know this because I asked her about it earlier in before the show. I said, I really like that. And it said, simple is beautiful.
Mm, yes.
So
nice.
They're the wisdom. The wisdom. And speaking of wisdom, actually, you want to get more wisdom, go to thepollutioninsideyou.com. And then again, for a limited time only, those who buy book will get the New Zealand's natural health remedy, Harnessing the Power of Green, I'm going to say it, lipid muscle.
That's fine.
You've established a whole new market.
Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it.
This has been great information and a lot of fun as well. And so when we come back, we're going to get to hear some beautiful music. And actually, I wanted to ask our musical guest, Oliver Mack, all the way from Leeds, England, is it?
Yep, Leeds, England.
Whereabouts is that?
It's about an hour from Manchester, if you know where that is.
I've heard of Manchester.
It's nowhere near London. Everyone thinks I live in London when I say I live in England.
Right. That's, yeah, that's, thank you for educating. Is it north, south, east,
it's
west?
North.
It's north. Okay, so it's north. Your music is so soulful. I'm going to introduce you properly in a little bit, but R&B and soul and all that. And so I'm just wondering, at such a young age, you're 17 years old, where does, what inspires you to put out this kind of music?
Well, I've never been in love myself, but I just love to spread love through my music, spread happiness, make people feel happy. And that's the message I'm trying to put across in all my songs.
Well, I've only gotten to spend, this hour or so with you, and it just feels like you're putting out love all over the place. So I don't know about being in love, but maybe you are already love. So yeah. Thank you for that. When we come back, we're going to hear first the beautiful music of Oliver Mack when we come back. Right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
Our musical guest is a 17-year-old R&B singer, songwriter, producer, and he, as we said, was raised in England, and now he's in the United States, plays guitar and piano, and sharing beautiful music with all of us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
What's the first song we're going to hear? Let me guess, it's about love.
Yeah, it's about love.
Love it.
It's called Hesitation, and it's about when you love someone or you like someone and you're not confident enough to just say it and just go for it. So it's about that.
I love it. Okay, so without hesitation, here is Oliver Mack.
Girl, you leave me so inspired, and you've got much more to show.
Show.
You're the one that I admire. Girl, you might just be the one. You could be my only one. Yeah. You know you're all I desire, but baby, I just gotta know.
No.
How you've been getting in my mind, yeah. Girl, you might just be the one. You could be my only one. A girl like you should not be waiting. You're afraid if your heart starts racing. Cause all you've really got to do is forget the hesitation. Hesitation.
Go why, go why, go why the hesitation. Go why, go why. Hesitation.
Your eyes a sign. Oh girl, I don't know why you're being shy. Don't try deny that feeling that you are trying to hide. I know I shouldn't play with fire, but girl, I don't know what to
do.
Cause you're the one that takes me higher. Girl, you might just be the one. You could be my only one. You're not the type of girl to be blatant, but look at all this time you're wasting. Cause all you've really got to do is forget the hesitation. hesitation. Go I, go I, go I, the hesitation. Go I, go I, go I, the hesitation. Hesitation. Baby, when I look around, you're all I see. Watch my world just tumble down in front of me. I just can't control what I feel for you. Girl, don't pass it by, I know you feel it too. I don't know where to begin, it's all for you. Let it go, just let me in. Girl, it takes two. I just can't control what I feel for you. Girl, don't pass it by, I know you feel it too. Hesitation. A girl like you should not be waiting. You're afraid if your heart starts racing. Cause all you've really got to do is forget the hesitation. Hesitation. You're not the type of girl to be blatant. But look at all this time you're wasting. Cause all you've really got to do is forget the hesitation. Hesitation. Go I, go I, go I, the hesitation. Go I, go I, go I, the hesitation. Hesitation. Go I, go I, go I, the hesitation. Go I, go I, go I, the hesitation. Oh, 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 oh. Hesitation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oliver Mack, OliverMackMusic.com. Oliver, you wrote that?
I wrote it. I produced
it. You produced it.
I did everything.
And we just heard you sing it live. That was beautiful. Thank you. And there was no hesitation in the room. And actually, on the other side of the window there in the studio, I saw your mom and a couple other people getting up and dancing. And she's still dancing. And then in the studio, Ellie got up and started dancing. I mean, you got it going on.
Thank you. That'll be released in the next few 6 months.
And people can go to OliverMackMusic.com to find out about when the release is and all your other songs, etc.
Yeah, and to see my covers at the moment.
And that'll be your first CD.
Yes, it will.
Very exciting. And so you brought us a surprise, Ellie. Yep, Sophie, who's hello. Here. Hello.
Hi.
Well, welcome to the studio. And you're doing a song with Oliver. Did you both write this together?
Yeah, we both wrote it together about 3 days ago, so it's brand new.
Yep.
And we're really excited to share it with you guys today. And the story behind it is, the music industry can be so corrupt, and artists like me and Oliver, we don't know where to go, and we just want to give everyone positivity, and we just want to show everyone that the music industry is not all bad. We want to bring positive vibes and make everyone feel loved.
Yeah. You're so Oliver's 17, you're all of 16.
Yes.
Where does all of this positivity, love, where's it come from for you, Ellie?
For me, definitely from my family and all the support they give us, and I'm sure it goes the same for Oliver.
Yep. And this song is basically about the bad experience we've had personally as well. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about that and how we're overcoming it and how we can shine without these negative people.
Rise above it all. Yeah.
Wow. Looking forward to hearing it right now. Here's Oliver Mack and Ellie Sophie and what's it called?
Bad Intentions.
Yep. Let's go.
Play the game with bad intentions. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bad intentions.
You drew me in like a fly to a flame. Oh no, all you were doing was just playing games. Rules off the table, you just wanted fame. Used our dreams for your own gain.
Behind your mask was a twisted mind. Oh no, didn't like what we had to find. In your eyes were just all the signs. I don't need you in my life to
nothing
shine.
Nothing to your name but bad intentions. Oh, you play the game with bad intentions. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bad intentions. As the lies are told and the truth unfolds, there's nowhere left to hide from what's inside.
In your eyes were just all the signs. I don't need you in my life to
nothing
shine.
Nothing to your name but bad intentions. Oh, you play the game with bad intentions. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bad intentions.
Tables have turned and the lesson's been learned. Now we are free, right where we should be. The tables have turned and the lesson's been learned. Now we are free, right where we should be. Bad intentions. Oh, you play the game with bad intentions. Whoa, 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 whoa. Bad intentions. Bad intentions.
Wow. Wow. I'm inspired. Oliver Mack, Ellie Sophie. Boy, what a message. Go to olivermackmusic.com or elliesophie.com. I should spell that. It's ELLIESOUFI.com, elliesophie.com. Actually, Ellie obviously is a singer and a songwriter in her own right, and she's been a dancer. No wonder she was up and dancing. What was it, The Fear Factor? People might know you from TV. Was it that?
The X Factor.
X Factor. Oh, okay. Yeah. Fear Factor. Did I say Fear Factor? Oh, gosh. All right. Well, let's talk about the green lipid muscles, shall we? You left me with a good, you know, interestingly enough, the song is Bad Intentions, but you left me with such a good feeling inside. Like Dr. Rhonda was saying, how things are changing out in the world because of people like her and us and other people that are out there doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like very soon we're going to get news that the industry is changing because of people like you and because of you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Oliver and I both agree that we just want to change the world like one step at a time.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't know that your shirt was going to be making an appearance on the show. Simple is beautiful, right?
Simple is beautiful. It's my favorite one.
That melody was simple and beautiful and the message very strong. Very strong. You know, this I think is a first on Life Changes. I don't know that we've had definitely songs presented that have not been recorded before, but one that was just written 3 days ago and executed so beautifully.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you both and the best of your careers. And gosh, you'll have such a long career ahead of you. We'll get the chance to have you back and back and enjoy each other more.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And
thank
all
you
of your
us.
Beautiful intentions.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for having me here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. And with that, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, as ours did today, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You
have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.